أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا. After concluding the incident of Hazrat Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to speak about some aspects of akhirat. And on that topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the kuffar. Some narrations have it, it was people from the Banu Thaqif tribe that came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mockingly they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Qiyamah. They didn't believe in the day of Qiyamah, but their question to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that if Qiyamah is going to come, and as you say, this world is going to be destroyed, then look at these mountains. What is going to happen to the mountains? So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed some of these verses. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. They ask you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to the mountains. فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفَى. Say that my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will blast it into pieces. Such pieces that they will fly all over. And obviously that is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so. فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا. Then what will happen in the places of the mountains? That the earth will be made a smooth plains. And that is the plains of the hereafter, the plains of akhirat, the plains of resurrection. There there will be absolutely no mountains, there will be absolutely no curves, there will be no apexes. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, so that one will understand and realize that there is no place to hide on the day of Qiyamah also. That one cannot go right to the apex of the mountain, one cannot go into the valleys, one cannot go into any of the caves. And further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى. That you will not see the crookednesses of the mountains, where one will find a place to hide. There will be no curved apexes, there will be no heights of the mountains. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies these issues that were asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again about the resurrection. يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ. On that day, each and every human will follow the da'i. Da'i, the caller whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint to call. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the trumpet and then the call will be made. Some say it will be Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam himself that will make the call that people should now assemble. Whoever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every person will follow this caller. There will be not a person that will disobey this command. This is now a person getting up from his qabr, a person getting up from his grave, whether one was decomposed bones, whatever the situation and condition of the grave was, all that now changes, and now insan will get up from there. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا عوج لا, that there will be absolutely no crookedness even in this. Here crookedness refers to the way a person walks. That sometimes when we walking to some point, we may be distracted, we may turn to the left, or we may curve away to the right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says not a human being will have that courage also to deviate from that straight path that he has now been chalked out for that individual towards the resurrection. La عِوَجَ لَهُ. There will be absolutely no deviations, there will be absolutely no distractions whatsoever. Man will carry on walking. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day itself. How the day will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it by the condition of the people that will be resurrected. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Yeah, وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ. Here in this world, when man walks to one point to the other, generally there is chit-chat that carries on. People will be laughing and people will be shouting. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all voices will be subdued because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Ar-Rahman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will be in His majesty. Like that Allah is in His majesty every day. But then people will realize the greatness and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence man will be, his voice will be subdued. His voice will be absolutely lowered. فَلَا تَسْمَعُوا إِلَّا هَمْسًا. And if anybody wants to say anything, then a person will mumble, a person will murmur, a person will whisper. In other words, no person will have the courage, no person will have the guts to speak with a loud voice whatsoever.
يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about thereafter, when now the Qiyamah and the resurrection starts, when the questioning starts, then who is there to now intercede on behalf of anyone? Who will feel that they are most fit to speak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of another person? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first instance says, لا تنفع الشَّفَاعَةَ. There is no shafa'ah, there is no intercession that will be of any benefit, إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانِ, except for that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the permission, وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with his speech. Two aspects here. One aspect is this, that only that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the permission to intercede, that person will be able to intercede. The secondly, the intercession will be on behalf of only those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that intercession must take place on their behalf. The one intercession is the intercession of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. We need to understand and remember that only that person that does not have that any case against himself on the day of Qiyamah will be able to intercede. So hence one will be the intercession of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the intercession of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It comes in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the permission to intercede. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede. Well, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself says that on that day such words of praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into my heart, that and with which I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those praises does not come into my heart at this particular time whilst I am on the surface of the earth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go into sajda. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irfa ra'sak, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lift your head up, sal, ask for whomever you so wish. You may ask, whatever you want to ask, ask, tu'ta, that you will be granted. It comes in a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede on those people who have the iman that is equivalent to a seed. Equivalent to a seed, that amount of iman in the hearts of the people, you may intercede on their behalf. And then after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam intercedes on their behalf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be given permission to intercede on behalf of those people who have iman that is equivalent to half a seed. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be given the permission to intercede on behalf of that person who has the equivalence of iman in his heart. In the hadith it comes equivalent to a dharra. Dharra, an atom's bit of iman. That person also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, will intercede on his behalf. And fourthly, a portion of a portion of a portion of a dharra. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will at that time appreciate the iman of a person that has the slightest bit of iman, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with the intercession of such people that have iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.